Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride. All
right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not America's sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Friday to you. It's a beautiful day outside, and I hope you are enjoying it and got some fun stuff planned. We are down one Katie Fitzpatrick today because she's at a bachelorette party. I told her not to fall off the boat and to see you Monday. So I have to check in on her pretty soon and see how she's doing.
Is she riding a duck boat?
Oh, boy.
I hope not.
Too soon?
Too soon.
All right.
Well, no. Sorry. No, I don't think so. Wow. Bachelorette party on the lake, and she will be, I'm sure, the life of the party along with the happy bride-to-be. We were just talking off the break about we'll be sitting in here, we'll be watching the news. Normally we have CNN on the television up here, but sometimes if we don't get around to changing it, right around this time of day, it's Let's Make a Deal.
Yep.
And so Tony and I will be talking about something that's really important. Some big news will be out there. And we're going through it, and I look over at Tony to debate a point, and there's a man dressed as a potato on the screen. And I'm like, how, like, we will never make the man dressed as a potato understand how important what we're talking about is.
Right.
This is the spectrum of people that are existing right now in the world. There are potatoes, and then there are political nerds, and then there are people storming Area 51.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Rob!
Did you say potato or potato?
Potato. It's potato.
Oh, okay.
But not potato.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Indeed.
Potato.
Indeed.
That sounds like something my Australian grandma would have said.
Yeah, I was just going there.
Yes.
Potato.
So the Australian Prime Minister is with President Trump. They did a press conference at the beginning of the show that we played for you. And I just love listening to Aussie's talk because my grandmother's from there and it reminds me of her. So.
And also everyone loves hearing Aussie stuff.
Yes, right?
Is that where you get your athletic jumps from? Your Australian heritage?
Yeah.
Did you play volleyball? Weren't you a pretty good volleyball player?
I did play volleyball.
You got to have hops to play
I
volleyball,
right?
I was
a four-sport athlete in high school.
All Aussies are part kangaroo? Is that what you're saying?
Thank you.
Yes.
I don't know if she's a Friday. She's not picking up on it or what the deal is. But yeah, that was the joke.
The other part of me is German. I'm very serious about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
See, there it is. Okay, now I understand.
Nine.
Now we understand.
Handles her booze and can jump through the roof. Not roof.
The roof. Hi, Rob.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
You are
outstanding, still improving.
Yes.
So an old sales manager in Minneapolis used to say to me, hey, Rolf. By the way, his name is Rolf. Yep.
Like, it is Rolf. It's not Ralph. He says it funny.
Nope, Rolf. R-O-L-F.
Or maybe his parents named him Rolf.
Rolling on the floor.
Named after Rolf the dog?
I don't know.
Frankly, don't make fun of Rolf. That I know Rolf.
No, I'm just, seriously, his parents named him after Rolf the dog from the Muppets?
We're going to go with that.
That's a super
is
German
he good at,
name.
Right. Super. Super German. So you'd say to him, you go, hey, Rolf, how you doing? He'd go, outstanding. Still improving. And I'm like, oh, but I will give him a little kudos.
No offense to the sales managers of the world, but that is straight out of the sales manager manual.
Oh, yeah, so the 1920s, how to win friends and influence people.
You open the book and it says, outstanding, still improving. You're like, chapter two. And then you just go to the next one.
Right. I will give him kudos, though, because I'm sure he's listening to this, Quad Cities, Iowa. It's an Asker's world, Rob. That was one of the, and I've taken that.
Yes.
It's an Asker's world. That is so true.
Can I add into that just to bring it around to
it is your show, so yeah.
The issue of gender inequality in the workplace. Women are less likely to ask.
Yes. Sure.
Women are very less likely to go in and say, I think I deserve this and I would like this.
Yep.
And if you want to account for any sort of disparity that exists, ladies, go ask for it.
Get your stuff.
Yes, defend, but present yourself in a way where you say, here is why I'm valuable to this company. And then you might hear no, but you might hear yes. But I promise you, I promise you, if you don't ask, no one's ever going to show up an offer.
Yeah.
Ever.
Oh, definitely.
Right.
The answer to an unspoken question is always no.
Yes.
Exactly.
Or as Wayne Gretzky said, Michael Scott quoted him, you know, you miss 100% of the shots you never take.
Exactly.
Wayne Gretzky, Michael Scott.
Yeah, all the same thing.
As Wayne Gretzky, you quoted Michael Squat. Michael Scott.
Quoting. Michael Squats, come to my gym. Good Lord.
That's all like, right. That's like what is it, dodgeball?
Right. Yep.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Well, I am shook.
Yeah, exactly. To reenact all of my drops.
Well, good radio segue. So, speaking of what's trending on Twitter, now it's actually really good. So,
here we go. Pivot.
So everybody, it's turning into the streaming wars, right?
Yeah.
It's all these television stations, all these networks, the movies, they're turning into their own streaming options. We talked a couple weeks ago about Disney announcing that they're coming out with their own streaming platform.
Did you sign up yet?
Disney Plus.
I cannot wait
for the day. I have already signed up for
cannot
3 years.
Cannot wait for the day.
Oh, 3 years?
Yes. 3 years of Disney
Plus. Do they lock
Plus.
You into a certain price then?
So what happened is apparently...
She pays a nickel a month.
For the rest of my life.
For the rest of her life.
They had an offer. There's this D23, which is like... I mean, for
conference.
Disney nerds, I wouldn't know anything about that.
It sounds
that.
Like MS-13. Isn't that the gang? I was like, oh, I didn't know this new gang. All right, let's go.
That is something a little bit different, but anyway.
Man, the Musketeers got hard.
Jeez.
D23 is an organization that you can like join for free or you can join. Rob, I'm going to let you come back to us here in a minute.
Sorry. Go for it.
Got him.
They offered us like a pre-sign-up for, I think it was $150, which was maybe 40% off the total price over 3 years if you became
That's
a
huge.
Member. And it was free to become a member, so I did, and I just prepaid for 3 years.
You just had to give your children's, you know, blood type and birth dates and astrological sign, right?
They already had that.
They have all that information.
I had to give them your blood type.
Oh, perfect.
I put you up as collateral.
That's great. That's awesome. Anyways, so talking about the streaming services, exploitation here.
She has another kid. She's contractually obligated to name it Pinocchio, but that's a different story.
We're going to call him Noki.
Noki. Oh.
My daughter calls Pinocchio Noki Noki.
Oh.
And it, right?
That is the cutest thing ever.
So
oh, my
cute.
God.
You're just making that up to have cover. That's just cover for when you have baby Pinocchio.
Frank, I'm
going
to need you
year.
To clip that and send it to Mickey at WDW. Oh,
your daughter says it. That's right. Has nothing to do with the fact that you signed your life up with Disney.
Now available on streaming.
So, talking about the streaming, so NBC, you know, The Office and Friends are getting removed from Netflix because they're going to NBC's own streaming service that they're going to have there. And apparently the rumor on the street is that Steve Carell has a blank check in front of him trying to get him to come back and revive The Office for a launch when the new streaming service comes out, that The Office will be revived with the original cast.
Rob, did you watch The Office?
Loved The
Gabe?
Office.
Oh, yeah.
Tony? You didn't. You didn't watch
TV.
It. Frank, did you watch The Office?
How did you not watch The Office?
I didn't. I have not watched The Office.
I mean, I don't matter. How did you not watch The Office?
No, like, did you? You have, though.
Absolutely.
I don't watch TV.
Oh, my
I just
goodness
don't watch
gracious.
TV.
St. Louis and Jenna Fisher.
I know.
You have St. Louis and Ellie Kemper.
You have to watch
St.
The Office.
St. Louis and Phyllis Smith.
It means nothing to me.
Tony? I didn't watch The Office.
You're I didn't terrible. Watch
what?
TV.
Whoa,
you're
what?
Terrible TV.
What?
I tried to watch the first like 3 episodes on Netflix.
No, no, no.
Oh, second season. Yeah,
second season.
First same thing.
Skip the first season.
Here's the problem.
I had this conversation two days ago. The first season is based on the British series.
Yes.
Literally word for word.
Yeah.
It's
not as good. Once they start developing the American characters, it's so much better. Yeah. After the first 8 episodes.
Just look for the different hairstyle on Michael Scott. Once he goes away, seriously, it's lockstep.
Right.
Once he goes away from the slicked back hairstyle.
So much better.
I don't like the first person camera. That's what was distract. Oh, that's okay. That is the part that was distracting to me because I wanted to watch Parks and Rec too, especially because Katie says that I'm Leslie Nope, and I'm like, nope. But I don't know anything about her. And she's like, you're just exactly the same. And she's, but she goes, I think she's a Democrat, though.
Yes, she was very Democrat.
But other than that.
She was very Democrat.
People call my wife Leslie Nope. And she's,
is she offended by it or is she flattered?
Flattered. Oh, loves it. She wears it like the badge of courage.
Well,
on,
I'll take your wife's word for it, then.
Yeah, it's,
no offense, Katie. I took yours, too. That's why I'm talking about it while you're not here.
Put the drink down, Katie. Listen to radio.
Speaking about what Katie's doing right now.
Katie's Black Velvet right now.
Oh, no doubt.
Like Celine Dion at the end of the boat that they're on right now.
Her
heart will go
on.
Yeah.
With one in her hand.
Somebody's saying, come on, Katie's saying she's doing, no.
No.
Come on, guys. There's just
no
reason.
She's putting her chin to her shoulder.
Listen. That's the old me. I don't really do that anymore. Black Velvet and a little more smile. Oh, that's just, no, I don't know where that came from.
That was a perfect, so I went into Annie and Katie's office a couple weeks ago to talk about the show prep on Friday morning, and man, Katie was kind of lethargic, and you know, typing away at the computer, and then all of a sudden, I referenced some song, and just like Tony, just like bumped up,
yes!
She just like perked up, she's like, memory all alone. Yeah.
Just hit the Atlanta miles.
That's all you need to do.
Yeah, just hit the Atlanta miles, and she snaps right out of it.
So speaking of trending on Twitter and bachelorette parties, today trending on Twitter is hashtag marriage in four words. So we've talked about these
things before. Marriage in four words.
I did that one.
Did you do that one? Yes. What did you choose, Gabe? Marriage in four words to you.
I think I did, what's it? Facing the world together.
Oh my, ugh.
Yeah, I went.
Where's that buzzer? Ding, brownie points. Your wife
went,
listening? Ding, ding, brownie points. I went a little bit more real. Perfect.
Oh,
Frank,
man.
The man. I went with happy wife, the traditional. Happy wife.
Happy life.
Happy life.
Indeed.
Hey.
Talking brownie points over here.
Tony's got his mouthful of food. Marriage in four words.
I had to get something you off need, the printer and I...
Marriage in four words is a Twitter trending hashtag.
Yep.
You have one?
Not one for air.
Oh, and talking about love on Twitter as well.
I'd say no, it's your turn.
This won't happen again.
What was I thinking?
Oh, that's another one.
Speaking of love on Twitter and social media, some bad news today, guys, for all of you Carter Brother fans out there.
Who?
The Carter Brothers. We're talking about Aaron and Nick Carter from Backstreet Boys. Carter Brothers.
Yeah. Oh.
Did you hear about the beef today with the Carter Brothers on the socials?
I saw a photo of Aaron Carter looking rough.
Aaron's the younger brother.
Nick was in Backstreet Boys. Yeah.
Exactly right. Nick, the older brother, along with his sister, has filed a restraining order against Aaron after allegedly Aaron had communicated that he was going to beat up Nick's wife and unborn baby that is inside of her right now. Yes. Very, very bad. Not very good at all.
You finna die, bro.
And so I just like, yeah. And they're talking about mental health things and gun concerns and whatnot. That's obviously, you know, really prevalent in the news right now. I think a lot of it has to do with just jealousy, to be honest. I mean, Backstreet Boys are back. All right. thank you. And, you know, Nick's got 46,000 more followers on Twitter than Aaron. There might be a little jealousy.
Is there a substance abuse problem taking place here that is like documented?
I don't know about the documentation. The brother, Nick said there was a lot of mental health abuse of substances going on. So, again, could be hearsay. Who knows? But, you know, trouble in paradise for the Carter brothers. Mm. Again, one of those things that none of us will ever experience because we're never going to be multimillionaire singing duo brother talented family members. Except for Tony. He's great.
Black velvet
and a little smile. See? Told you. Do you have more?
Yeah, I got more.
You want to stay?
Let's stay.
All right, let's take a quick break.
I want you to stay.
I got,
suddenly it's a singing competition show.
I have a really good one.
All right, well, we got some fun coming for you as soon as we return. Stick around. Also, I know that you want news here, and guess what?
Bill de Blasio of New York City.
He's thrown in the towel. He's a quitter. I've heard that he checked the job description and didn't hear that there were going to be enough naps involved or something. I couldn't believe listening to Brian Kilmeade talking about how people wanted him to win the presidency so that he could stop being the mayor of New York City. That is not a good sign. Anyway, pulled himself out of the race, and I don't think anybody cares. But now you at least know that it happened. More Rob Kramer when we come back, and also Not News with Tony Colombo. Stick around. Pulled a fight for... I guess they're not fighting for climate change. They're fighting against it.
They're fighting nothing. It's
they're not in school.
It's kind of hilarious because the most useless people in the world are currently making themselves less useful than normal.
It's very silly. And then we also have seen some of these UFO stories creep up. We've been talking about that a little bit. So stick around. Lots of news coming here. How about some not news with Tony Colombo?
Extra! Please grab young fan! Extra! Extra!
Latest in not news, liberals seem to have a problem as more Justin Trudeau blackface photos have surfaced. Meanwhile, Democratic politicians in America continue to say anti-Semitic things. In their defense, however, liberals have come out to clarify that their racism isn't the destructive kind condemned by most of humanity, but rather it's a new and improved form called democratic racism. Quote, it's not racism, it's democratic racism, Justin Trudeau assured supporters as 78 new images surfaced of him in various shades of black and brown makeup. The Prime Minister says it's totally different from the regular racism, and to imply that our racism is the same as the bad kind of racism is ignorant. To separate the new democratic racism from old boring racism, liberals pointed out that their form is very popular and that their base is willing to defend their racist actions and comments. Quote, see, they voted for us, and no matter what crazy racist comments we make, they'll vote for us again, said Ilhan Omar, the congresswoman. Quote, regular racism is condemned by all, democratic racism is voted for by our supporters, so it's like democratic. Omar then added, also, white men are bad.
Oh, where's it from?
That one's from Babylon Bee. I can do another one if you want.
No, save that.
All right, you got it.
Rob.
Democratic racism.
Oh my gosh.
It's democratic racism.
We voted for it.
Unbelievable.
It's different.
Unbelievable.
If you imply that our racism is the same as the bad kind of racism, you're just ignorant.
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 78 new images. That's really.
That's bad.
He's in bad shape.
That's impressive.
He is in bad shape.
A lot of costumes.
So I wrote a paper about Disney movies in sociology in college about some of the lyrics in the songs. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite lyrics from Aladdin is Arabian Nights.
Yes.
Or one of the lines is something about they'll cut off your tongue for saying something. Yes. It's barbaric, but hey, it's home.
It's home.
That's the original line.
They had to take that out, right?
They re-released all of the videotapes.
I didn't know about this.
Oh, yeah. And now it's...
when did they re-release?
They talk about the heat or something like
something
that.
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a thing.
So speaking of kind of outdated, ignorant, and whatnot, my title for this story is Indonesia is not Nymphonesia, apparently.
Okay, elaborate.
As a part of a new bill, Indonesia's parliament is considering passing new laws that will disallow unmarried people to have sex in the country. Some of the other changes listed in the bill include making it illegal to denounce the president and spread communist ideology, according to The Age.
Wow.
A very noteworthy bit in this story, however, is that they will gladly welcome tourists to have unmarried sex in their country, but not their own citizens.
Oh my gosh. Does it talk about punishments or anything?
Not necessarily, but I have to read the other set of rules that they are or laws they're trying to build into this same one bill. Other changes in the law proposed in this bill include making it illegal to criticize the president, banning communist ideology, making it illegal for couples who aren't married to live together, let alone have sex together.
No nookie nookie for you.
Banning the display of contraception to a minor.
That's a new character.
Banning the display of contraception to a minor. You can't even show a 17-year-old what a condom looks like.
No nookie nookie for you. No.
Don't even think. Don't look.
Curbing access to abortion and criminalizing fake news. And then lastly, bestiality and black magic.
Oh.
Wait, that It wasn't already illegal.
Right.
Those seem like things that got thrown in just to be sure. Let's make it very clear.
Do they have a new problem?
I'm trying to figure out. Yeah. So the question is, are we going to have another immigration issue of people that are going to be leaving Indonesia because all these archaic rules that they want to be passing?
Yikes.
How do they know? I mean, the living together thing, but good grief.
I don't know. Honor system.
Man.
Yeah, honor system.
You must not have much honor there, Annie. I'm sorry.
You have no idea how much honor I have.
Speaking of honor, movies that are coming out this weekend, how much honor does Sylvester Sly Stallone have left? He is coming out with Rambo movie.
Better be careful here.
Okay.
Don't mess.
Is your Italian heritage under attack right now?
Listen, he made that movie for Italians, and that's it.
Rambo?
Yes. Because everything Sylvester Stallone does is for Italians.
Let me interject here and say that Tony won't even look at Rob in the eyes right now. He's waving his finger in Rob's general direction, looking a little off to the side.
Just understand that there are enough Italian Americans in the
that Rob's
going to
be concerned with if he goes down the wrong path here.
That movie a success. That's what he. It's not for you. Don't worry about it.
When I'm having difficulty sleeping at night, I cut up the dialogue from Rocky Balboa where Sly Stallone is there and just rambling. Let me tell you one thing. I just asked if you wanted Pepsi or Coke, sir, for your drink.
Gabe, you are in a precarious spot standing between these two men.
When
right now.
Stallone is 98, he'll make another Rocky movie where Rocky hangs with the current boxing heavyweight champion, and every single Italian American will go, I buy it. I can see it. I mean, he's a tough dude.
Hey. That's my guy right there.
Yeah, he's a tough dude.
That's my guy.
Do I tell him what the freshness rating is on Rotten Tomatoes?
I think you should.
For the new...
For my benefit.
The new Rambo movie?
I can't. It's, yeah.
Do I take guesses?
Yeah.
35%
I was going to say 23.
You're right.
How is everybody on the Creed series?
Creed? I like the first one. I haven't seen the second one yet.
Same thing. I haven't seen the second one, but the first one was really good, especially because Rocky Balboa had that same character in it, if I remember correctly. It was
the old guy character.
Yes, right. Yes. And so I thought Creed was actually pretty good.
Cut me, Mick.
The Nicene Creed or the Apostles' Creed or the Athanasian Creed?
Aliens are not real.
Okay. They're angels, not demons. We've covered it all, folks.
Hey, I can tell you why that rating's low, though. It's because he fights Mexican drug dealers, and that's not woke.
Whoa, what?
No, seriously.
Listen. Is that in the story?
Listen.
Yeah, in the new Rambo movie. Yeah, my understanding, based on some of the reviews, is that he's going after, you know, basically some cartels down on the border, and everybody says, well, that's racist.
Because...
And stuff.
In the last census, only 6% of Americans identified themselves as Italian-American, so if it's got 35% on Rotten Tomatoes, it's crushing it.
We got sixfold people that are lying to themselves. What that sounds like to me, then
35% is the most overperforming movie he's ever made.
Yeah, the critics' consensus of the film says, like the sequels that preceded it, Rambo Last Blood is content to indulge in a bloody violence at the expense of its main character's poignant story. Was not written by one Tony Colombo. Speaking of Aliens,
Uncle John,
the movie that's everyone's really...
I'll still probably watch
It's just Taken. If you've seen the... literally, if you've seen the trailer, it's just Taken.
Like Liam Neeson Taken?
Yes.
That's a great
movie. All it is.
I'll find you and kill you.
Just like...
Hunt you down.
Just like... what's the car movie? The Fast and the Furious was just a rip of Point Break.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same exact movie.
Which Fast and the Furious?
The first one is just a Point Break with
the
cars.
I think Fast and the Furious 2 was a rip of Fast and Furious 1.
I think Vin Diesel and Rambo and Sly Stallone are trying to figure out what they're doing the most. Me, right over here? I'm just dancing a little bit for you, girl.
I'm so glad the camera was on that.
Yeah, I'm losing control.
We got Ad Astra. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. That's coming out. That's the new Brad Pitt space movie.
He's an astronaut.
Just like Gabe. There are two of them.
So tell
both
me,
really
this,
legitimate certified.
Is this based on a real story, Gabe? Or
astronauts?
Serious question though. This movie, is it an alien movie or is it a space movie?
From what I was told, it's a space movie, and it's supposed to even be more of a story about a father and a daughter as opposed to what's really happening in space.
Daughter and a son.
Father's, I read father and parent and child. Sorry, okay. I made the assumption of daughter.
Sure. Kind of like Interstellar.
My bad. Okay, that's where I was going. Interstellar. Okay. Yep. Yeah. Same kind of relationship.
Because based on the trailers for it, it's like, okay, is this kind of spooky aliens out there going to take over somebody's body and take over the ship type thing, or is it, you know?
Yeah, I took it more real. It seemed like it more like a science based movie.
Is okay. Blink 182 in the movie?
No, because they're releasing photos. They ain't supposed
just
to be
the guitarist.
Just the guitarist.
But that one's 81% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes right now. Fun. Doing pretty good. And for all you Downton Abbeys, which I was just educated today, it's not Downtown Abbey. It's Downton.
I would watch Downtown Abbey.
I would too.
She's I'd like to meet
she's
her.
She's a millennial girl that doesn't need your permission to do anything. I'm Downtown Abbey. Thursdays on Fox. But so the critics and says it's 85% fresh right now. Downton Abbey details many of the distills many of the ingredients that made the show an enduring favorite, welcoming fans back for a fittingly resplendent homecoming. Holy Ooh, smokes.
Resplendent.
Somebody was looking at the thesaurus today when he was writing, he or she was writing reviews. Very interesting.
So right now, you're a millennial, Rob. I'm a millennial.
Stop labeling me.
You're a millennial.
Yes.
Is everybody else in here Gen X? Gen X? Yes. Thank you for all the head nods for all the people listening at home. Mm-hmm. All right.
I am Generation X.
Thank you, Tony Colombo.
I also would like to point out that Sylvester Stallone's net worth is $400 million.
What's Rob Kramer's net
worth? Vin Diesel's net worth is only $200 million, and 190 of that is from Groot. So he's without Groot, he's not even in this conversation.
Man.
He didn't make money in the Fast and the Furious series?
Made about $10
million. I want to ask you guys some quick questions here. It says, this is from Business Insider. Millennials are taking to Twitter to roast their own retirement plan. So this is a Twitter conversation. And from the Gen Xers in the room to Rob and I, who are the millennials in the room, it says, this hashtag millennial retirement plans. Work yourself to death and you won't have to worry about retirement.
Amen.
Amen? Is that an average philosophy? Okay.
That's amen.
Why is this even trending? We all know we'll never be able to retire. There's another great attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Hope we don't die in our chairs during a meeting that could have been an email.
Yes.
Finally earn enough experience to get an entry-level job. Driving that Uber till the EMTs have to break their fingers off of the steering wheel after they die in traffic. There's another one. That's heavy. Moving into an apartment and Airbnb it. Hashtag millennial retirement plans. Do you feel like our peers, Rob, feel this way?
I've already told my parents that when we find a space for them in the nursing home, provided they're together or by themselves, that we're going to make sure there's an extra bed so I can move in. You
that's
know,
your, that's your,
still,
that's
pay,
your
still pay rent. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, man. Do you guys feel a difference in like the stereotypical millennial thing is very punitive, especially to people who are actually A, millennials, B, working very hard to provide for themselves, and C, got put into an economy that, because of maybe generations before, it wasn't taken care of as well as it should have been. A lot of overspending.
Mm-hmm.
Do you look at what millennials are facing and have any pity for them, or do you think this is just a trial of your time?
Well, I mean, on some levels, for sure. I mean, I think the complaints tend to be a little overblown. I think the problem often is that, you know, let's be fair. Your generation grew up with like Go-Gurt and whatnot.
I never have had Go-Gurt in my lifetime, for the record.
Okay. All right. But
Rob had some in his lunchbox today, though, I did see.
I still have some of my cheek right
now. But you know what I mean? I mean, you grew up with things that the previous generations, you know, would consider luxuries. And it was just your normal everyday life. So, you know, now that, you know, you kind of come out of school and things weren't exactly as was promised, you know, which was admittedly overpromised and underdelivered, then it's the end of the world as opposed to an opportunity to succeed. I mean, there are millennials like you guys who are, you know, killing it, and then there are the others who just say, yeah, we can't.
High five, Rob. Yeah. You and
Frank,
me.
Frank, cut that clip for me so I can send that to my parents. Killing it.
Rob's going to have that as a daily affirmation. Rob's going to be in the bathroom just playing.
I'm calling our general manager and asking for a raise when I got out of here. I feel 10 feet tall.
There you
Hashtag millennial retirement plans. Going to have oceanfront property once the water rises. Move to the main floor of their parents' house. That's sad.
From the basement.
Right.
Cultivate my kids so they can become successful millionaires and live off them. That sounds like a problem that millennials would definitely address. I contribute to my millennial retirement plans by buying a Mega Millions ticket every week and praying I can retire by 27 on a yacht. Oh, stop making millennials worse than
they really are. All I would have to do to make millennial money is helping all the baby boomers in this office plug in their wireless mouses. Which there will not be names named, but there was a request recently to help plug in my mouse. And there is no plugging in of a wireless mouse.
Did you help him get the mouse working?
It's good.
Yeah, I said that it was going to take about $5 to go get a spare part and might have bought myself a free lunch that day.
A battery?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, not a problem. Not a problem.
Oh, my gosh.
Rob, thank you. Always great to have you in here. Happy Friday to you. And thank you guys for sticking with us throughout this afternoon. We're going to close it down here in just a second. Hand it over to the Dave Glover Show, folks. Annie, are you okay when we come back? Don't go anywhere. Welcome back. Happy Friday to you. We were watching Storm Area 51, which is a music festival, you said?
Apparently it is. I mean, I just noticed the festival part tacked on the
well, these people seem totally normal.
The Chiron on Fox News Channel. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of tinfoil. I am not kidding.
Oh, no, wait. This is Galaxy's Edge at Disney World.
There's a lot of tinfoil.
Earthlings, welcome.
Little ALE. In. That was the name of
What's this guy's name? Who's reporting?
Of a small hotel.
Okay, when you get to see your assignment, and you're like, and yeah, you, Gabe, you're going to be going to the Area 51 Festival.
Dang it!
What?
We're going to need you to get some real stories from some real people. Really make it feel.
Are you,
make it pop.
Are you kidding me?
Does it help that he has an accent in this?
I don't know.
It's very strange. You want to hear it?
Yeah. What's he saying?
Law enforcement that has been brought in.
I knew it.
He's from a different planet. I think it's called Britain.
We were hoping to show you that, but we don't have that sound. He's the Lincoln County Commissioner here. He said it was a nightmare when he first heard 2 million people were coming. He's very happy that has toned down. As the Lincoln County Commissioner,
it sounded like it was going to be a great success. We've diminished it.
He's from the Empire. You know, in Star Wars, they all have British accents. He's from the Empire.
Who's playing?
at the band? The
Blink 182. I don't know.
Yeah, Blink 182. Oh, my God. Oh, somebody. Who's dancing? Who is this?
I don't think these are important
the
people.
The celebration of E.T. life.
Is that Katie Fitzpatrick? No,
is she playing? Is she singing?
The planning here is extremely... suspect.
Organizer Maddie Roberts says
Alien Stock,
Alien Stock is now going on tour with a number of venues across the country looking for a party that's out of this world.
It could come here?
This looks like it's directly off the top of whatever building was just about to be blown up in Independence Day.
Right! She's like, oh my gosh!
Vivica Fox is like, girl, don't go up there. You don't need to go up there? Okay, fine, I won't. And then she's like, welcome home! And then the aliens kill her.
Yeah.
This is how it ends.
Yeah, this is it. And why is there always a guy twirling something that glows in the dark? Like, have you noticed
that? That's a very good question.
There's always a guy twirling something that glows in the dark.
Can we do a Will Smith, Jeff Goldblum reenactment with you two?
We could do a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go faster.
Let's go faster. Let's go faster.
I would love it.
I have got to get me one of these.
Exactly.
See? Yeah.
We've already got Randy Quaid.
Yes, yes. Let's try again. This time without the oops.
Yes. It's such a good movie. I'm going to watch that in honor of Festival, what, Alien Festival? Alien Festival Area 51?
Best I can tell, one of the band's names is Brothers of Alien Rock, and another one is...
Is that short
Speed
for
of Light.
Speed of Light.
Never
heard of them.
Okay. It seems that they're being very...
Self-aware?
No, they're they're kind of being hush hush about whatever bands are playing. I'm not sure.
They want it to be a surprise.
I'm not sure that's good.
You don't want to have.
So do their agents.
All of the fans flocking that are fans of. What did you say
Speed
the name
of,
was?
Speed of Brother Aliens.
Time put out an article that says meet
Time
the alien stock
hey,
bands.
Let's stop for a second here, real quick.
Yeah.
Can we tune in here? Can we listen to what Shep's saying?
It sounds very bad.
Oh boy.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, find out what we can, dot the I's, cross the T's, make sure we have it right, and we'll be back to you in a moment.
All right. I know we've been joking here, but it seems as though something is taking place at a mall. Did they say Brookfield? Did I hear that correctly?
I thought I saw that at the very last second before it went off.
Brookfield, Illinois sounds... I don't know where Brookfield, Illinois is. Do we know where that is?
I'm looking into it right now.
So Shep was doing these reports on this festival, and then they said they were going to break in and address something that is very bad that is happening. So we're going to watch that and see what is actually taking place here. But I want to...
Whatever it is, it's brand new because there's not
online. Yeah.
In Oak Brook, this is where Twitter becomes really good at what Twitter does and also really bad at what Twitter does, because the stories that come out of something like this, the rumors that come out from Twitter, it just seems as though... So we're going to watch this. Yep. I don't want to... We were going to go silly here. Well, we were going to do Annie, Are You Okay? But we're going to hold off on that. It sounded like it was something that took place in the state of Illinois.
Yeah.
And it was suggesting that it was something that was very grave. And as Shepard Smith was reporting, they want to make sure that they have their facts in order.
Yeah, there's the random people are tweeting right now. Nothing that I can really officially report on, just saying that there has been an attack at a mall in the state of Illinois. So, yeah. We'll wait for the details to come in before we
gosh.
For sure.
You know, getting tired of it, you know?
Here we go. If you want to go up.
Yeah, let's.
Here's a video.
There are reporting scenes of chaos inside this mall. As
this is
often
in Chicago.
The case with people who are witnessing things, we're getting reports of all kinds. Everything from active shooter to chaos in the mall. But a lot of people have witnessed this, and it would appear that this person, we just don't have context for you. We have this video, and we have a lot of people reporting on this. We have police who are headed there as well.
So there's a mall in Chicago, in the suburbs of Chicago. There's
into the Woodfield Mall in Schaumburg, Illinois.
I've been in that mall.
And they appear to be driving through the halls of the mall and clearly causing some destruction.
Yeah.
Stores at the Woodfield Mall, this is basically Chicago, are on lockdown. And this vehicle is driving through it. Multiple people reporting that they got away from it. Saying people are running out of there, and now we have a witness on the phone. Roger Thacker on the line with us. Robert, tell us what you're seeing and what you know.
We were just standing around right near the entrance, and then behind the counter, of course. But I saw
you have a store there.
Pardon, sir.
You have a store there.
Yes, we have a store here.
Okay, so you're standing at your store.
Right, behind the counter, and suddenly I see a lot of people running towards the exit. We are located right near Sears, and I heard a lot of bang and all that, shots fired, and sure
you
enough...
You heard shots fired, sir?
Yes.
Okay, go on.
And I heard about maybe three or four shots, at least four, and people running and saying, run. Then the security came, and we followed the procedure. We put the gates down. Then the mall security came by to tell other people, those who didn't have the gates down, to put the gates down. And then they asked the shoppers to leave. And then I saw Schaumburg police and other state troopers with guns in their hand, looked like machine gun in their hand. And they were asking people to leave, and I think they are still around looking for the person. But that's about it. The mall is quiet. Everybody's gates are down.
Do you know if the shots were fired by police or by a suspect?
Well, it should be suspect because there was nobody around. There were no cops around at that time.
I see. Do you know if anybody was hurt? Did you see anybody injured?
No, I didn't. I did see some cops going with some equipment, you know, that they would for the first aid equipment. But I was inside. We were not supposed to go outside, so I don't know if somebody was injured.
We're hearing from the a shop owner in the Schaumburg Mall. I've been in this mall for a basketball tournament that we would go to in northern Illinois. Tony, we got to turn this over to the Glover folks here in about a minute, but just
we'll
update us what
it.
You know.
Yeah, WGN 9 News in Chicago is reporting that police are on the scene at the Woodfield Mall after reports of a car driving through Sears. Witnesses told WGN they saw a car driving through the mall around 2:30 p.m. No information is provided. Also, WGN has tweeted out that they have no reports of shots. Now, that doesn't mean it hasn't happened, but that just means that there's at least one news organization, because there's all these different reports of shots fired and what's happening there. For sure, somebody is driving an SUV through the mall. There's lots of video surfacing of that already. But we'll have to wait and see if there is any shots being fired or casualties or anything like that. Nothing to report officially.
Well, stay tuned for the Dave Glover Show. Thank you for listening to us today. Podcast at radio.com, 971talk.com/Annie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.